We've got two non-alcoholic spirits that we're going to taste. And what are non-alcoholic spirits? Well, it's exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah.
They are kind of what I've seen, and what we, obviously we're looking at right now, is really kind of like botanical created beverages that really kind of mimic the taste, smell, and mouthfeel of certain liquor, mm-hmm. you know, or alcoholic beverages, or booze, if you will.
Yeah.
So the ones that we have are supposed to mimic, obviously, whiskey, for one. That is the Zero Proof Ritual.
Yep.
That we have. And then we have Seedlip, which we've actually talked about on the podcast before when we talked about wellness trends in 2020, you know, the non-alcoholic one. And
you're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We have a tasty episode for you this week. Well, we're going to be tasting something. That's what
it's
I mean.
It's going to be tasty for us.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know how tasty it's really going to be for people listening.
I think it'll be tasty because I think it's going to inspire them to taste what we're tasting.
I think that's a very good point.
We do have another taste test episode, and we are actually tasting something we teased a few months ago when we talked about, I think, the trends that were going to be big in 2020, the wellness trends. We're going to taste a pair of non-alcoholic spirits mm-hmm. today on the podcast.
Yes, and for everybody who is thinking like, oh yeah, I've heard of that. Well, it's for a reason, because the stats are all showing that low and no alcohol beverages are on the rise. For everybody else who's going, what you talking about?
You'll soon know.
You're gonna learn it all today, pal. Mm-hmm. And you're going to get some fresh reviews off of two different brands that we have sampled thus far. And you'll get the real review from us.
That's right. So, but before we jump into that, guys, we want to thank you guys for participating in our giveaway, or actually it was kind of our promotion with Gainful.com. We got some great participation, and we're hopefully to be working with Gainful in the future. So stay tuned for our next kind of promotion with those guys. And we're hopefully, if you take advantage of trying the Gainful protein, please let us know about it and let Gainful know about it. So we're going to jump into our training recaps for this week. How did you do in your training this week?
I got off to a good start, I think. And for the month of January, I really made it my goal. And I think we said this in a different episode, maybe a couple weeks ago. But I really just was trying to make a goal of moving and like not putting the expectations and the definitions of, like, you know, well, you have to do something for this long in order for it to qualify as like a workout or to qualify as moving. And I was getting really hung up in that. It was very demotivating. So this week I kind of continued the idea of like just getting out and doing something was going to be my real goal. And it started off great, and then just kind of my body signaled that it was time to slow down towards the end of the week, and I can feel that I'm starting to get my energy back up. My energy just completely, like, bottomed out, and I couldn't get myself to do a workout past Thursday, basically. So yeah, that was my training. It was a lot more low key, I think, overall too. I did some more yoga. I felt like yoga was really my jam this week, and threw little HIIT workouts in there here and there.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good. I mean, like you said, it's You got to be whatever you're capable, movement is the key, and movement is the goal. So once you hit that goal, you know, however way you do it, that's what you have to celebrate.
Yeah.
So I think I was kind of on the same kind of trajectory as you, because I've been nursing kind of a little bit of a shoulder pain or injury. I don't know if it was actually an injury, but it was just my shoulder had been aching over the last, you know, week leading up to the beginning of this week, so the previous week. And so I was going to take it easy. It was really hitting my legs hard, doing some heavy leg workouts. And then I think it was Tuesday, I decided to do some jump rope. And, you know, I'm pretty proficient at jump rope, so I was going to do, I did a 10-minute round of jump rope. And needless to say that my calves, the next 3 or 4 days, were roasted.
Can't walk.
So it was tough to walk. You know, I walked like I didn't have knees, like they were, like I couldn't control the way my legs bent. So it was a tough. Even though I did run, I think the day after, I was like, oh, I'll just run it out. That'll help them stretch it out. So I didn't run and felt pretty good when I ran, but afterwards it definitely didn't feel good. So that was a challenge. But as you guys heard, as last week's episode, I went to finished up my second day at the TPI certification. Got the passed my TPI class, the Titleist Performance Institute seminar and level one class. So I passed it. So now I am certified in that. So I think that's going to be another stage of the training, evolution in my training, personal training repertoire or trajectory. For for my personal training business. So I'm excited to start incorporating that into my daily training or weekly training. So it's pretty cool, and I might be talking about that with somebody who's involved with TPI in the future, maybe a future interview episode. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we are told you guys in the beginning, we've got two non-alcoholic spirits that we're going to taste. And what are non-alcoholic spirits? Well, it's exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah.
They are kind of what I've seen, and what we, obviously we're looking at right now, is really kind of like botanical created beverages that really kind of mimic the taste, smell, and mouthfeel of certain liquor, mm-hmm. you know, or alcoholic beverages or booze, if you will.
Yeah.
So the ones that we have are supposed to mimic, obviously, whiskey, for one. That is the zero proof ritual.
Yep.
That we have. And then we have Seed Lip, which we've actually talked about on the podcast before when we talked about wellness trends in 2020, you know, the non-alcoholic one. And I think I saw it said it's supposed to maybe mimic gin.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, this one that we have is called Spice, right? We have Spice, yeah. 94.
There's a number of them. So, full disclosure, I got these for Nick as kind of some birthday gifts,
uh-huh.
because I know he loves his crafted cocktails. He is very fond of making himself an old fashioned on occasion, or
yep.
mixing whatever kind of like clear liquor we have with like some soda on a Friday night.
Yep.
But the fact of the matter is, and I think parenthood has amplified this a bit, we just can't tolerate, like neither of us can really tolerate any sort of hindrance to our day-to-day performance. Like,
yep.
we already feel like we have enough sort of obstacles. And even when you have one drink sometimes, you still feel, maybe it's like heaviness the next day, maybe it's sleepiness, maybe you don't sleep as good.
Yeah.
But there's usually some kind, especially I think when you follow a cleaner diet or lifestyle, which I think especially you do, it's going to have an impact. So I really wanted you to be able to enjoy your crafted cocktails or whatever we want to call those on a regular basis whenever you wanted them without having to worry about how you felt later mm-hmm. on. Like, you can do whatever.
Yeah.
And I think that that's really the mindset behind these drinks.
Right.
And the rise of them, I think it's something like 55% increase in the popularity of these drinks in like the last year or something like that. Yeah. I mean, it's high. And right. they're predicting that to be a continued steady trend.
Yeah, we found a couple articles, you know, I was looking at the Washington Post about how, you know, craft cocktail bars are now including some of these.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, obviously, the kind of the old school one was the mocktail, where it was just, you know, like, I remember the Nojito. I had a fan of that. It was just basically mint, simple syrup, lime, and soda water. It was basically mm-hmm. a mojito without the booze. But now these non-alcoholic spirits are actually kind of making it just an actual non-alcoholic drink, but they're making their way into the craft cocktail list, and bars are reporting that they're some of the most popular beverages. So, mm-hmm. as Shannon mentioned, it's kind of the ritual bottle has a great kind of their motto. I don't know if it's a motto, but they're kind of one of their saying at the back. You know,
it's kind of like their mission or vision mm-hmm. statement or something.
Yeah, I guess that mission statement. So it says, so whether you're downshifting, making a baby, on call, training for a marathon, or just have beep to do tomorrow, you can still enjoy the ritual. So, and I think that's, like Shannon said, if you're on the wellness kick, it is fun going out, and alcohol is definitely a social lubricant, so it can have its benefits, but like I said, the aftermath is pretty brutal, really screws with productivity, and talk about terrible on your body. So, I think you probably hit a certain age where you've got to, if you want to go out and enjoy your, maybe, you know, go out in that scene and go out and enjoy kind of the social interaction, but don't want to feel like you need to have alcohol to do so, I think this is a great substitute. So,
yeah. And the idea is that these are, they're not necessarily, they're not necessarily going to be a straight replacement, like for exactly the cocktails, the alcoholic cocktails. You know, it's not exactly like the Beyond Meat burger,
right?
Or the Impossible Burger being a substitute for like a beef burger. These are meant to be a little bit different. They're meant to be enjoyed similar to a cocktail, a crafted cocktail, but they're meant to be a little bit more herbaceous.
Yeah, I think especially the seedlip, for sure.
Yeah.
I think the ritual one, the one we have, is a little bit more trying to get close
it
to the whiskey.
It has a reminiscent. Yeah,
yeah,
there's some reminiscent like flavors and tones in them that I think both of them, they kind of categorize themselves based off of like, well, this one's a similar to like a gin, or this
right.
one's similar to a whiskey. Seedlip mm-hmm. has its own thing.
I think so too.
And there's yeah. some other ones that are called euphorics. They call themselves euphorics, and uh-huh. they have a bit more of like the adaptogens included
Ooh, okay.
in with other botanicals. Legal, but like it's more, they call them euphorics, and those ones also are, it's their own, they have like their own flavor or
right.
whatever. So there's a couple different classes emerging. There's the ones like Ritual, which really are setting out, I guess they've got the whiskey and they've got the gin, and they apparently are coming out with a tequila
right.
just in time for summer. And Seedlip.
Before Cinco de Mayo, I'm
yeah,
assuming?
Yeah, probably.
Smart.
And then Seedlip more is, they have like very specific name ones. They kind of refer to them with similar flavors, but
yeah.
they are a little bit different.
Right. They're, yeah, they kind of almost have like a like you said, more natural, botanical. They were like the spice garden and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're really...
It's very kind of a more... They're focusing a lot on the more natural side, I think.
Yeah, you know, much
more trying to be a little
like,
bit more unique than opposed to just replicating alcohol.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is that we're in our research, we found out that they're basically owned, funded by the same company.
Yeah, like they came out, obviously they were on their own. It was a great original creation by some people, and it looks like a couple of people in England.
Yep.
Right?
And so then, Seedlip is a British-based company. Uh-huh. 4 years after they were started, they had a leading stake bought up by a very large alcohol distributor.
A majority stake, right?
Yeah, majority stake. So, aka, they're calling some shots now.
Yeah, yep.
And that
so now
same
they got
company,
some money behind them.
That same company, through one of their, like, kind of like one of their quieter little feeder ventures, also are the ones that fund Ritual, which is a Chicago-based company. So,
yeah.
You can tell this is something major distributors are thinking, is it going to be a big deal?
Yeah, and the bigger company owns brands like Ciroc, Captain Morgan, Guinness. So, yeah, so it's a big brand. So, and talking about Guinness, there are beer is starting to get into it now, too,
for the non-alcoholic beer.
I'm sure people have seen some of the commercials for Heineken. I talked about Heineken 0.0 before because I did, you know, a month of basically no alcohol before Thanksgiving, and it's pretty good. And now craft beer is getting into it too.
Do you kind of wish that you'd had these in November for your no alcohol, or do you think it would have?
I think so.
I feel like we legitimately don't drink as much alcohol now.
No,
in this house.
We definitely don't. Nope. So yeah, and then now the craft beers are starting to get into it too. Because apparently, I read the Washington Post article. Apparently, there's a good amount of craft beer over in Europe that's non-alcoholic.
Yeah.
So the German beer bars apparently produce a lot more better tasting craft beer, non-alcoholic craft beer.
It's the just next hasn't, wave of craft beer.
Yeah, it just
basically.
hasn't caught on in the U.S. yet. So, but it's slowly trickling in. But yeah, so now that's kind of the basis behind it, or kind of the history behind it. And now we're going to taste them. So which one should we taste first?
Let's do the Seedlip first.
Okay, Seedlip. So this is Spice 94, like I said a little bit earlier. And according to the website, I'll just read your their about. It's a complex blend of aromatic Jamaican allspice berry and cardamom distillates with two bark and a bright citrus finish. Simply serve with ginger ale and a lime wedge garnish. We are going to take it straight, folks.
Yep.
For their taste description, Seedlip Spice is aromatic with warm spice notes, citrusy top notes from lemon and grapefruit peel, long bitter finish from the highest quality barks, oak, and cassarilla. I don't know if I said that right.
So I do feel like Seedlip is really more of that botanical. Like they're using... They're using different types of plants that you wouldn't even necessarily think to put in a drink.
Yeah, I'll read the ingredients in a second. But
and that's what they're using to create not a replica per se, but some of those very familiar like tones and notes that you would experience in an alcoholic beverage.
So, telling you, you smell it, and I know this is going to be weird, and I don't know if this is an endorsement for them or not, but it smells like Sprite.
It does, like, when you...
Like the citrusy.
Yeah.
And maybe, and, like, obviously, it doesn't have the sugary smell of Sprite or anything like that, but it's,
it
like...
It smells really bright.
Yes, lemony and citrusy. Yeah,
it
I like
smells,
it.
It smells a little bit like grapefruit to me.
That, too. Like I said, citrusy, for sure. I'm hitting that. I'm getting that like first when you smell it.
Yeah. So, I mean, and I did like when I first opened the bottle, I did get the sort of like cardamom sort of spicy, like warm spicy.
See, I'm not familiar with cardamom too much, but it's almost like I just tasted it, folks. I get like almost like cinnamon right up there, which might be cardamom. I don't know if they're similar or not.
Well, they're both very warming.
Yeah.
And
that might be
cardamom is used in a lot of... It's in, like,
We found out it's a lot in English bacon, apparently.
It's also a lot in like Indian baking, like curries and things.
I could see that.
Cardamom.
Yep.
In it, like the garam masala, which is one of the really popular spice blends you use in Indian curries, and they have cardamom in it. We have cardamom in our. I should have like grabbed some. I should have grabbed some of our spices. I just alphabetized them today.
Like you said, the warming thing. It's definitely in there.
It's very warming.
And that's kind of, I think, that gives it kind of that alcoholic burn to a certain extent, but it's not hugely, it's not a deep burn.
It's like, you know, when it passes over your tongue, it doesn't hit right straight in the center. It like, you feel it like roll over your tongue and it like warms just like around the outside. And that's what you pick up.
Yeah. I really like this one. I've held off trying to not drink too much of it because I could drink it every night. It's such a good change of like Shannon, I think she was saying this earlier. I don't know if she said it on air or not, but we just drink so much water. It's like coffee, tea, or water. That's all we drink. We don't have soda. We don't have juice. You know, I'll drink a soda water every once in a while with some lime or something in it. But this is such a good additive to really kind of break it up,
Give
flavor to it. I know everybody's kind of big on LaCroix and stuff like that.
I know.
I imagine this would be a great LaCroix flavor because it's got the citrus, but then it has an extra little kick in it too.
Yeah, the only thing is that it's not sweet.
Mm-mm.
So, I mean, there's no sweetness, just like an alcohol, you know, like a clear liquor. This is clear, by the way, just in case anybody's confused by the spice mention. It is clear. It looks exactly like water.
Mm-hmm. And the ingredients from the website says non-alcoholic, zero calories, sugar and sweetener free with no artificial flavors. Water, natural botanical distillates and extracts from allspice berry, cardamom, grapefruit peel, lemon peel, oak bark, cassarilla bark.
I get a little bit of the barky flavor in the after.
They taste. Do have preservative and citric acid, potassium sorbate and citric acid. But
yeah,
the barky flavor.
Mm-hmm. The barky, it's like an aftertaste, like
trying almost like in like a wood barrel finish. I think.
Yeah, right? Exactly. So it's good. It dries out your tongue a little bit at the end almost, or it gives you the sensation that it does. And I think it's actually, that salivary, what is it called? Like when it makes
umami? No. Oh, sorry. But I just wanted to say.
It's like, what's the word that when something makes your
salivate? Like,
salivate? Yeah.
I think that's the word. I think.
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah. Well, if not, we just made up a word.
But yeah, so this one is, I mean, I honestly do think you could put a couple ice cubes in here.
Yes.
And you could enjoy it straight.
Right.
But I know you said it's really nice mixed with a straight soda. Put,
you want a lime wedge in
or something, or lime.
Mint. Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Cooling with some good, mint. A good mint would be nice in there. But yeah, that I tried it mixed. I didn't try it plain before. I really like the fact that you can pick up those different flavors.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. So next we are going to go to the Ritual Zero Proof. And as I think we mentioned that we have the whiskey alternative.
And it is actually, I wonder, is it colored? Because it looks like the color of whiskey, kind of.
It is the color of whiskey.
Like
a light brown, a lightish brown. So.
And it does have calories in it.
Yes.
I'm looking at the 10 back calories.
They have 1 gram of total sugar, and which includes a gram of added sugar for 1.5 fluid ounces. So about a shot has 1 gram of sugar. They don't have as many kind of like really foo-foo descriptions on their website. It says all natural botanicals marry happily with orange, bitters, and vermouth. On the rocks, the first thing you might notice, the fragrance of American oak, sugar floss, vanilla. In a glass by itself, organic peppercorn and hemp carry a pleasant inner warmth. And hey, if you want to swig it straight from the bottle, rockstar style, it'll play power chords on your tongue.
Wow.
They know how to market. Now, I'm going to say one thing, and this has nothing to do with the flavor or anything like that. This cork in the bottle or the stopper, it is so hard to get off. I don't know if we got a special bottle, but this is me trying to work this thing off. Like, literally.
It's not even, like, even partially off yet.
Most annoying sound ever. Yeah. That was me trying to open the bottle. So, Ritual, maybe I have to work on that, or we got a defective bottle. Anyways.
It's a rubber cork, too, yeah. By the way. Or some kind of plastic.
All right, so we're going straight. Boop.
Straight, no chaser. Yeah, so it is it has the same hint of color, like that caramelly, however you want to say it. And it looks otherwise like
it's a little thicker than the
It's not quite watery. It's a little bit more syrupy, but
yes, syrupy. That's a good way to describe it.
Not huge.
Now it's interesting.
If the funny thing is, if you pass this by my nose, like, really quick, oof, I would think it's a whiskey.
Yes. Because
it has a very sweet nose on it.
But it also has, like, pepper. I can smell the pepper in there
when you take a real whiff, you can, for sure. But, like,
stings.
The first thing, like, just running it by, like, if this was passing by on a tray in a bar, I would be like, ooh, that's a nice whiskey. Like, that's got some...
It's sweeter.
It's almost than like a floral.
A lot of the whiskeys I've drank, you know, or the bourbons.
Yeah.
But like you said, it could be like, I mean, some of the more popular whiskeys, like even like Jack Daniels, which are like blends, it probably smells a little bit more like that. But like your straight bourbon, which are a little bit more woody, this is sweeter.
Once you start to smell like you stick your nose in here.
All right,
I get the pepper, and I also get like a slight little vinegary smell. It has like the same sensation as smelling some vinegar, where it's like kind of like tingles and tickles your nose.
But I will say the taste immediately gives you that little kind of bite of bourbon and whiskey.
It does. It legit feels like the burn from one of those alcohols. I'm guessing it's the pepper.
Yep.
But I mean, it you can feel it like slide down your throat.
Yep.
And as it goes down, you can feel it the whole way down.
Yeah, it's got almost the numbing effect of alcohol for the mouth. Not like total numbing, but
it's pleasant.
Yeah,
it's the kind of thing that like would be really nice on a cold day. You'd come in and have this, and you would feel like we've got our quote unquote fire going right now. It's got a very cozy sort of, this one out of the two, when you first made me drinks, the very first time we ever had this, I like this one better.
Yeah. Well, I would say it's definitely closer to what you would think as whiskey, you know, so it's more closer to an alcohol that you can recall, you know, that you're familiar with, I should say.
But
so
it also tastes... Like if you like cinnamon and all like almost like a like a cayenne pepper.
Yep.
You know how that spice, there's an intensity to it, and it doesn't taste like alcohol, but it's got that sort of intense flavor to it, and I think that's what I actually like about it. Just shot that sucker right down. So yeah, this, when you made this into a mocktail old fashioned for me, I was like, I like this more than real old fashioned.
Right.
Because I mean, that's, you do actually put a little bit of sugar in there.
Yeah.
And then there is some bitters, which actually do have alcohol in them.
Yeah.
That was actually really, really tasty.
With me, this one, I don't know what I would rather, honestly. Sorry. The cork
is
it's
a
so hard.
Problem.
You gotta need a hammer to put that thing back.
Ritual, come on.
Honestly, I would probably like drinking this on the rocks better than old fashioned. I don't know why, because old fashioned for me, I like the way like the bourbon tastes with the bitters and stuff like that. With bitters, with this for me doesn't work quite as well. Like I'd rather just drink this on the rocks.
Well, because I
like
if you the flavor.
Like
it.
I've when I drank it with the old fashioned, I honestly I was like, meh, I'm not huge too huge about it. But like drinking it straight, it's actually not terrible.
No, it's really good. Like, and actually, I think this is the kind of thing that if you did have like a citrus, like a orange. That would actually be a really good complement to it. So, like, take out the bitters that's in...
Yeah, maybe that was what it... Yeah.
And that's in an old-fashioned and just do the citrus, do all the other components. I bet that would be damn good.
Yeah. So, both of it... And for ingredients for the ritual, you guys, they have it, like, written on the front where they try to... The botanicals that they put in, American oak, vanilla, capsaicin fruit... So maybe that's the spice, because capsaicin is the kind of the heating portion of peppers.
I don't know if it's
I don't know if it's
in,
considered
like my esophagus.
I don't know what part, but that, remember capsaicin is what's in peppers that makes it hot. Sugar floss, mesquite smoke, warm caramel, hemp leaves, green peppercorns, prickly ash, and toasted spices. So. It definitely has a smoky flavor, too. I definitely admit that. So, smell. Like, that was a smell, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, both of them very...
My mouth is tingly.
Yeah. Easy to drink, I would say. And
very different. Very different.
The ritual on their website, about $25 for a fifth. And I think Seedlip was a little bit more. Seedlip's about $30 for a little less than half a fifth. It was like $3.75 or something like that, which is maybe a pint.
Yeah.
So the Seedlip's a little bit more. It's getting distributed from currently still from UK. I don't know if that makes it up a little bit, but
I will say you can buy it on Amazon. Mm-hmm.
Both you can buy on Amazon.
That's where I got them. Mm-hmm. And I did a lot of like price comparisons to see if I could get it less. And no, with shipping and everything, go to Amazon and get it because it's so much easier.
Well, it's way off.
You can only get certain ones though. So go there, check out what they have, and maybe you can find something new to add to your beverage repertoire. Mm-hmm. But I do think we were talking before we started the podcast. I really want to try the gin alternative that Ritual does.
Mm-hmm.
And I also really want to try some of the other Seedlip ones. It's going to cost you about the same as going and getting liquor, I think. Probably if you get the real, like, low shelf liquor, this is going to cost more.
Yeah.
But it is very unique. Like, especially Seedlip, I think they're notably unique and different. I think they're a lot more complex in the flavor just between the two that we have. And again, it's a little bit of its own thing. And they actually just came out with a cookbook, or not a cookbook, but a recipe book of cocktails that you can make with their drinks. So in case you're looking to be a master mixologist of the no or low alcohol cocktails, mocktails, whatever you want to call it. This is going to be your new best friend, your new BFF. And you will see these popping up like the hottest bars and most influential bartenders and mixologists in major cities across the world. Are mixing drinks with these things.
Yeah, I mean, they're talking about it in college bars.
Yeah.
They're hitting, or craft bars near college towns, or college in D.C., near Georgetown University, how this is what's going into the craft cocktail bars, and they're the popular drinks. So yeah. It's like it
makes
sense.
They can charge the same amount as an alcohol mm-hmm. drink, which is what they probably love. And they're going to mix it with all the same things that the alcohol, probably just maybe a little different. And I'm sure they'll mark it as a premium for some of these bad boys. So,
yeah, I'm a huge fan. Like, I like the seed lip. I like, I'm not going to lie, I like the, so it is about $30 for about a fifth of, for seed lip. So that's not bad at all. According to their website, I should say. So that does not count shipping. But I'm definitely a fan. And like the ritual, I'm more of a fan now than I was when I originally opened it and put it in old fashioned. So I think this is for people who... we talked about the list of people who it could be beneficial for. But I think that segment's growing more and more. And like yeah. I said, I still interact with people who are in their early... you know, late teens and early 20s who are still the party hardy people. And mm-hmm. I don't think that's going away, but with this being more available, I think it actually might drive that down.
I think it depends on why you drink.
Right.
Like this is not going to be deterrent for an alcoholic.
Oh yeah.
This is going to be for like your social drinker who, you know, maybe is doing it because they just feel like they like having a cocktail with friends.
Right.
It's not for the people that want to get wasted. It's not going to be for that. It's going to be more for the connoisseurs.
Right.
The people that would probably choose a higher end like beverage for alcohol, I think those are the people that are going to be interested in trying this as well, because it's as much about the flavor as it is about the alcohol.
It's about the ritual, right?
It's about the ritual. That's exactly it.
That's the thing, and I think I've said it before, and I want to go on a whole tangent because we're wrapping it up, but that's one of the reasons I like getting a beverage or a drink at the end of the week because of the ritual, or sitting down with a cocktail because of the ritual.
Yeah.
You know, so that's, and I think that's, I think I'm not alone with that. So
no.
I think this is a great alternative for those people who are just looking to have a glass in their hand and, you know, having a conversation in a social setting. So.
Yeah, and we talked about kind of the importance of rituals recently.
Yep.
And I truly believe that there's a way to include more positive rituals. I think this is going to, for a chunk of the people out there, this is going to serve as that new opportunity.
I agree.
And our bar cart, because yes, we have a little bar cart. That one, I think we're going to see it grow. We over the last 2 years, we've slowly seen our alcohol collection just shrink.
Yeah.
Like down to this puny little scraggly.
Yeah.
I mean, we had like half our bar cart filled at one point, and then it began shrinking and shrinking. Mm-hmm. We stopped replacing stuff on it. Mm-hmm. There's seriously three bottles there that are alcoholic, and now there's two bottles that are not.
Yeah.
I think we're going to see an overtake.
No, I agree. I'm totally cool with that.
You're like,
now,
bring it.
I think we have to wrap it up because I need to go get a hammer to get this cork back in this bottle. So
trying to get that damn thing on.
That's right. Don't forget, guys, share the podcast with a friend. Give us a rating review on the Addicted to Fitness podcast Facebook page or in the Apple Podcast app. So we appreciate you guys listening each week. You got anything else for them this week?
No, but the warmness has now reached like my chest and upper belly.
That's a good thing.
I felt it like move through my body. It's like, oh, it's nice and cozy.
Well, on that note, this has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll check you next time.
And we're not buzzed at all.
For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter at the ATF Podcast. And like and follow the Addicted to Fitness podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes store. Thanks.